This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn is here. Daniel's answering the phones. Give us a jingle. Something to talk about here today that's rather personal, but very important, I think, to talk about. And I hope my own experience will maybe cause all of us to engage a little bit on this issue and this topic and keep an eye out. I did not get to all the texts last hour with comments from different folks, so I'll do those first here on our topic last hour. Texter says, Scott, I'm so proud to call this man our president, President Trump. He's absolutely saying what over 50% of people are actually thinking. Kudos to the man, Major, Major Kahunas. Todd is in charge of translation today with the dictionary.
I'm what?
Major, Major, are you deferring to Kevin? Daniel?
Yes.
Kahuna's
yes.
Going to help? Yeah. All right, we're going to need some help on interpretation on this one, too. Another text from a listener. Paul Ryan is Mr. Bean's nephew.
That's a good, yeah, I can see that.
Who's Mr. Bean?
The movie? Rowan, yeah, Rowan
the movie guy?
Atkinson, yeah.
Okay,
yep.
In the movie, all right. Texter says, they erroneously thought Trump and his supporters were racist before any comments he made in the past week. So to hell with them. The left's political bigotry towards right-wingers is every bit as bad as racism. Well, that is true, isn't it? If you run into a Trump hater that isn't as condescending as possible, I mean, they all but call you white trash. That is kind of true. I agree. Okay. I think that... Also, if anyone calls you a racist, Scott, they obviously don't know you as a person. Just a caricature. They're built up in their minds. I think calling someone a racist is so personal. It's so, like, you know, and it's not, it's become so much different than that. It's become this sort of just, you know, throw it out on a whim, and it's a weapon that the Democrats use all the time. But that's why I really think it's important to push back a little bit. But you don't ever know anybody's a racist. How are you going to know? That's something that's in your heart, you know? I really think that's... And again, Donald Trump is a racist, according to the Democrats, because he conveniently made a comment they could twist him to saying he was a racist. And that comment was about the statue. What was the statue? What were they going to take down again?
Oh, it was a Confederate something or other in Virginia.
A general something?
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but they were going to take that down. And the president said there's good people on both sides of that debate. The debate had waged on for a couple of years. And then some whack job organization, some true, I believe, racist, white supremacist, decided to hold a rally there.
Well, where was all this outrage?
So that just spun into the same thing. He was never saying there's people on the right side of that the day the lady was killed with the car, right? That was never. But they use it, and every lackey in the media just goes along with it. It's kind of crazy. Makes no sense at all.
Where was all the outrage when President Obama was deporting people that had gone through the process and been denied asylum? Where was that?
You know who built the cages? Barack Obama built the cages.
Yeah, where's the outrage?
They call them cages. They're not cages. They're, they're fenced
holding facilities,
walls,
whatever,
so you can see in. Yeah. And they're overcrowded because the Democrats have got their wish of saying the border's open and you won't be prosecuted. You're going to come in, they're going to let you go. Okay. Breathe deep. Breathe deep.
I was just going to say, take a deep breath.
Good transition here. But first...
Seriously, makes your head want to explode.
Tom and Bismarck, what's on your mind, Tom?
Is it me?
It is, sir.
I just wanted to make a comment. You know, over the 4th of July weekend, we were up at our lake cabin, and brought a bunch of fireworks for the kids to light off. And, you know, I told the kids, there was kids from small towns, and there was kids from the city of Bismarck. And I said, before we do this, we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Every one of them kids from the small town, from second grade to junior high, could say it, but the city kids could not. And I think that's a travesty. That I'm believing in the Bismarck Public Schools, they don't say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. Or do they in Fargo?
I don't know. I'd love to know. In fact, we should actually just take a poll and find out. I thought of, when you were telling the story, Tom, something that Kirsten Baszler, the superintendent of public instruction, told me. I made a comment in a speech I gave for Memorial Day, I guess it was, that, you know, one of the things I wish we would do better is in education on a Memorial Day, on a Veterans Day, on July 4th, whatever the holiday, that kids actually, you know, I don't know, field trip or something, all the normal stuff shuts down, and we just talk about the founding fathers, right? Or we just talk about heroes that died so we could have the country we have. And she said, you know, a lot of that goes on. There is a lot of what you're talking about already going on, but it is generally in the small schools. It's in the smaller communities. And I said, well, why is that? Why is Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot not doing it? She said, well, I don't want to say they're not, but, I mean, I'll tell you this. You don't hear about it if they are, and you do hear about it in the small schools. So I'm that's one thing I got to get on to, just find out, because I completely agree with you. I think that's how you get AOCs and Omars and everyone else. If you never are taught the genius of America, you never get the story, never engage in these, well, what do you expect? You're not going to have any reverence for what we have. Are you?
Yeah, I guess I'm really opening my eyes to what we're teaching our kids in school. I guess it's kind of shocking that it's offensive that my kids can't say the, if my kids want to say the Pledge of Allegiance and flag, I'm offending everybody else in that school. And that's wrong. This is America. When do we play by our rules? So just my thoughts and feelings.
Well, they're good, Tom. And I think that experience, you know, is one that sort of motivates you to say, hey, I'm going to say something. I'm glad you did. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. I got comments. One quick one here for your last caller. Both of my kids go to a Robert Place Elementary School in Bismarck, and they say the pledge every morning there. So maybe schools are different, but at Miller Elementary, they say it.
Just got a text that said they still say the pledge in Flasher. So that's good.
Yeah,
so
good.
You know,
good.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't think they wouldn't there.
But I'm glad to hear they're doing it at Bismarck Elementary Schools, too. And like I say, I don't want to single anybody out. I'd just rather hear that where they're saying it so we know, and maybe where they aren't and you're concerned about it.
I agree, buddy. Now, these racism comments I heard on the break there, Kamala Harris saying she thinks it's racist that Trump told them to go back where they came from. Well, racism is discriminating against somebody because of their color of their skin, and Trump was telling that because of what they think of the United States, that they don't like it. He wasn't doing it because she's black and somebody's a Puerto Rican or whatever they are. And what's Kamala Harris is a Jamaican, right? Well, when I was in Jamaica, I'll guarantee you every Jamaican I had a conversation with when they found out from America, they'd have loved to come here. Not a one of them trashed the place. She lives up here, and you know, she tries to make it sound like America is Jamaica, because not only that, the Jamaicans themselves called that country they live in an asshole. So they're saying exactly what Trump said about a lot of these countries, and I agree with them. So it's not racism. It's, you know, he's telling them to get the hell out. If you don't like America, beat it. You know, I'm the same way.
Let me read you this text, and I want your response rather than mine. Here's a text. Keep pounding that it's the Democrats' fault. It's the Democrats' fault when the Republicans had control of the House, Senate, and presidency and never got anything done on immigration.
Well, hey, if he didn't have I wish McConnell would have lowered the majority to a simple majority to pass something. They could have got it done. I don't know why he didn't, but it's 60 votes. The Democrats were going to help on that.
Yeah, I would also say Paul Ryan, again, out of the Rhino category, is the one that didn't want him to do immigration because he thought it was too divisive and wanted him to do Obamacare, which ended up being a giant failure. Second of all, You know, it's a great argument now. I don't think voters in 2020 are going to go and make that equation for this politically savvy listener. But why don't the Democrats do something now? You know, to sit back and say, you know, oh, there's cages and oh, they're separating children. And meanwhile, as Kellyanne Conway said this weekend, I got a post-it note with three things on they can do. And if they did them, we wouldn't have this problem right now. And they won't do them because they want more voters. That's the problem.
You're right. That's never going to get better. It's only getting worse. You're never going to get those people to go along with you on anything on the border, you know?
Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate the call. Texter says, Saturday night, 8 miles east of Wilton, a roof torn off, grain bins collapsed, and another grain bin blown a quarter mile south of where it had been. I live 3 miles from there, and I had no damage other than a tree blown down. Crazy how weather works. Yeah, it sure is. No doubt about it. 16 past the hour, Todd.
Never know when you're going to need a brand new Schwann GMC Sierra pickup because this stuff happens in weather and stuff. Get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com or check out the brand new Cadillac XT6 at SchwannCadillac.com or the Facebook Live video we did on my Facebook page, too. Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac and the Strip in Mandan.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
DAC Diesel, Bismarck, North Dakota, leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles. And there are tractors, and there are semis, and there are pickup trucks coming in from all over the region. Because the word's out. You want a long-lasting repair? You want a little more torque? You want something to beef that up a little bit? It's maintenance to make sure the tractor or the truck or semi is running smoothly for years to come. That's when you go to DAC Diesel. Call for an appointment. Get on the list. If you've been thinking about this for a while, just thinking, oh, I got to do it. I got to do it now because they're getting busier and busier. So the wait times, you know, it takes a while. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011 online at DACDiesel.com. 21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. All right. I want to talk about something that's hard to talk about on the radio. It's hard to talk about, you know, anywhere, honestly, because it's not a topic that people are comfortable talking about, but it's suicide. It's taking your own life, a precious life. I have a firm belief that life comes from God Almighty, that we're given that gift of life, and that nobody can take it. That means from, you know, the Dr. Gavorkian kind of way to the, you know, Red River abortion mill and the abhorrent things they do in destroying a kindergarten-size class of children every single week in downtown Fargo, the only abortion mill in North Dakota. That's all life. And that moment of conception, that's God, and, you know, birth to natural-born death. So suicide's really about life, right? If you had a friend that had cancer, you knew they had cancer, I mean, you're rooting for them, you're praying for them, you're saying, can I help, can I do something, can I, whatever. And there's a lot of people that suffer silently. We don't know that they have a different kind of disease, and that disease causes them to consider, and far too often taking, their own life. And I mentioned briefly that I had a friend a week ago Sunday that took his own life. And that was weighing on me pretty heavy all week, just trying to figure out it. Family right now is not doing anything in the way of a funeral, and I think it's because, again, the stigma of suicide. You know, I don't blame them. I understand that's, you know, trying to figure all that out, and then a bunch of people come to a funeral, and how did he die? I don't want to talk about that. Well, we got to talk about it. We talk about if it's cancer. Isn't cancer awful? It's terrible. I've been to plenty of funerals where somebody died of cancer. And you just sit there and you talk about how much cancer sucks, how bad it is. Well, what's any different about suicide if it's a disease? Look, you don't take your own life unless you are sick. You have a mental reason for that happening. And that's nothing to be ashamed of any more than getting cancer is to be ashamed of. It's a disease we don't totally understand. But it's a sickness. It's something that people die of. So Friday night, I come home after a long day at work, and my daughter says, could we go to the Polk County Fair and Fertile? Because she loves going to the Polk County Fair and Fertile. Now, she's going to be a junior in high school. She's almost getting a little too old for fairs, but it wasn't about the rides. It was about ice cream, because they have Lala's ice cream up there. So we go up there, and we have a grand time. We had Lala's ice cream, ran into some people we knew, and hung out. That's one of the great fairs in all of Minnesota. County Fair is just fantastic fair, Polk County Fair. And we're driving back, and I get a phone call about a friend who had made it known that he was planning to kill himself and had shut his phone off and went out for a run. So this was within like 12 minutes of this happening. And so I'm working the phones all the way back and calling 911. Lots of other people had called 911 already, and we tracked down the address because they had an old address. And I mean, it was amazing to see people work just from somebody letting this be known, which was heartwarming, actually. And I arrived at this person's home, and there were two police officers there, and I've never felt a pit in my stomach like that. You know, I knew what was happening, but now I see the police cars, right? And it just had a, and my daughter was like, Dad, I don't want to be here. I can't see this. I don't want to. And I just said, you stay right here in the car, and I'll come back. And I go up and talk to the police officers. They had just arrived. They're talking to someone else that lived in the same complex, trying to sort this out. They finally figure out, okay, Billfold's there. Telephone's there. Car's here. They're searching everywhere. Nowhere to be found in the house. Person that lives within 5 minutes of him posting, she told me, this is a God thing. I don't ever look at Facebook. And here I looked at Facebook, and 5 minutes earlier he posted this. So I immediately went to find it, search his place and look around. His car was here, so he's gone. So she called 911. And pretty soon there were a few more police vehicles. People were searching the river because it was close to a river. Four Fargo PD. Four Fargo PD searching the rivers. Two Fargo PD actually, managing the situation and taking the calls and everything at the house. And they had a drone unit they brought in to be real efficient in the search. About an hour and a half passed, just shy of 2 hours, and he was found. He was found actually running up along a road, and three youngsters, high school age, I would guess, in a pickup, pulling a trailer. Almost hit him, thought it was a deer. Swerved, and like, hey, well, are you okay, whatever? And they talked him into the car and brought him back to his home. I told those three boys, I said, you realize you saved somebody's life today? You just go on by and say, oh, what kind of a nutcase is out there walking on the highway or whatever. You actually detected something wrong. They had a conversation with my friend on the way back in this car, and they said, he's confided in them that he was hoping the car would hit him. And he says, I don't like telling people about this. I don't like talking about this. And they said, here's my phone number. You don't know me from Adam. Call me anytime. All three of the boys did. And that kind of compassion is what we all need to do. Because I guarantee you, there are people in your circle that are doing this. And the Fargo PD were phenomenal. They were compassionate. They were professional. They were just the best. I couldn't even believe it. I honestly couldn't believe it. I just was totally impressed. I called today to say, how often does that happen? They said, oh, let me look. It's July. 56 calls since July 1. Half a month. One police department. So my point is, this is happening all around us. People are struggling with this, no different than they're struggling from cancer and heart disease and diabetes and everything else. It belongs in the same camp, folks. It's not somebody who's weak. This is their brain not functioning properly. So just be on the lookout for that and reach out. It'll make a big, big difference. Who isn't all in to save a life? I hope you are. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration proposing a new restriction on migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. DOJ and DHS officials say it would deny anyone who crosses the southern border the ability to seek asylum in the United States if they came through another country and did not seek asylum there. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden releasing his health care plan this morning, an expansion of Obamacare that would provide a public option for people to buy into. The former VP saying in a video that his plan is not a Medicare for all system, like some of his rivals propose.
I understand the appeal of Medicare for All. But folks supporting it should be clear that it means getting rid of Obamacare, and I'm not for that.
Estimates are the Biden plan would cost $750 billion over 10 years. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In part by Go Wireline. That's a great place to work with some great pros. They've been in the wireline industry a long time. North Dakota owned Wireline, which makes it local and they're pros, so you can't go wrong. And they're a great place to work. Find out more. GoWireline.com/careers. They have Williston and Dickinson locations. Dan in Minot, got to get you in here with a call before our next guest. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to talk about immigration.
Lay it on me.
Okay. Shortly after we defeated Germany in World War II, we took in 5,000 immigrants from Germany. One of the questions they asked them was, were you ever in or a member of the Nazi Party? All of them said no.
Do you think you'd be able to ask that question today?
What I want to ask is, these people at our southern border, have they done us any harm?
Some, yeah.
Unlike Nazi Germany?
What do you mean? You're saying that unless they want to be Hitler-esque, that you bring them in?
Donald Trump says they're not sending us their best.
Well, I think he's talking about MS-13, of which there are many examples of that. I think he's talking about the trafficking.
So what do we say about Nazi Germany when we take in 5,000 immigrants shortly after World War II ended with Germany?
Well, again, I think that would be, there's good people on both sides of that debate. There were people that were not part of it. And they weren't going to be penalized.
You look at the rallies that Hitler had, and it shows many thousands of people at these rallies, just like we see Donald Trump rallies.
So do you think everybody from Germany was with him on the Holocaust?
I'm saying they caused us harm.
Well, Hitler caused us harm. Yeah, the
Hitler.
Nazis caused us harm.
It was the German people that caused us harm.
Not every German.
To the tune of 80 million dead.
So let's fast forward to what you're proposing here, Dan. What you're proposing is that
look at history. These people on our southern border have caused us no harm. They are fleeing their countries because of poverty and gangs and violence in their countries.
Well, we have a process for that. It's an asylum process where we can determine if they are fleeing a situation that is bad, and they actually can be brought here. But what's happening is there's a whole lot of people that are not in that category that are coming in. And I don't know about you, but I think it's perfectly fine to say, let's have a process. If you're claiming asylum, go to a port. Claim asylum. And if you come, by the way, from Honduras, Guatemala, these triangle countries, you get fast-tracked. You can fast track. If you come from Mexico and say, "Hey, I'm fleeing asylum," they say, "No, no, no, go back to your country." They dealt with those. So I don't know how we could.
I'm saying,
I think it's a bad law.
Look at the look at the quality of people. These people have caused us no harm whatsoever, and we treat them like animals.
I don't think we're treating anybody like animals. I really don't. I don't think.
This is a Nazi tactic, breaking up families, taking children and women away, breaking up families.
Dan, let me ask you this. If you were out with a DUI, you're out driving, you get pulled over, the law enforcement officer says, I smell alcohol, it's a DUI, there's a three-year-old child in the car. Is it wrong to separate you from the three-year-old child?
That's a long stretch from what we're talking about immigration.
I disagree. We've got all kinds of trafficking going on right now. Kids are a passport to get into this country. They're a passport because of the laws and the way they're done. Grab a kid, you get in.
You're spreading fear.
No, I'm factually telling you what's happening.
You are spreading fear for people that have done us no harm.
Well, you are right. There are people there in that group that have done us no harm. But they have chosen to enter this country illegally. And I think you're suggesting we look the other way.
That's not illegal.
It is illegal.
It is their right to come here.
No, it's not their right to come here. Where do you get that it's their right to come here?
They are seeking asylum.
Yes, you do that where, Dan? Where do you seek asylum?
The law.
The law, you're right. You can use the asylum law, but where do you go to do that? The port of entry. They're not going to the port of entry.
Families take their small children away from their mothers.
That's for the kid's own safety. That's to find out, is that child...
That's a Nazi tactic.
Dan, do you know...
the government is using.
Do you know how many kids that have come across the border with someone, an adult, that were not biologically tied to that person?
Do you know how much human trafficking is going on? Your facts. Where do you get your facts?
Don't you believe that to be true?
Where do you get your facts is what I want to know.
Customs and Border Patrol. We've had them on the program.
Propaganda. You spread propaganda throughout North Dakota. And where are your facts?
Customs and Border Patrol, ICE. These are not facts that aren't out there, Dan. They're out there.
I'm telling you, this government we have right now is going back to Nazi tactics, and it is wrong.
Well, that's a nice talking point you picked up from AOC and the others as well.
North Dakota, where we had to send in federal troops to put down uprisings against World War II. So get your history right and start talking about what did these people do to us? They're seeking a better life.
So anybody that is seeking a better life anywhere on the planet should come to the United States of America and be let in without any questions asked. Is that what you're saying?
They have. No questions asked.
But I'm asking you, is that what you're saying? You should, anybody that should be able to come here and have a better way of life from anywhere on the planet, we should let them in without regard for how many, where, when, why, how. Just let them in.
This has been the history of America. First, it was the Italians. Then it was the Irish.
I think the person that needs a little history lesson, Dan, is you. Because if you go back and look at, Ellis Island, who doesn't love to go to Ellis Island? Find a family member. I've done it. It's wonderful. Well, guess what? When you went to Ellis Island and you had lice in your head, you got put in detention. If you had a sickness of some significance, you got put back on a boat and went home. On boats, many people died in coming back and forth. And then, by the way, there was a time when they said, whoa, our numbers are too high. We've got to slow this down. So do the history check on that, Dan, and then call back and we'll have this conversation another time. Okay? I appreciate your call, though, very much. And I know a lot of people want to rebut that. I'm going to ask you to hold off because I've been making our next guest wait long enough.
My head's going to explode in here. Nazis. So where are those camps?
No, let me say this, though.
Where are you building those?
I really enjoy when people who are filled with this kind of passion on the opposite side of an issue call in and at least tell us how they think.
Absolutely.
I don't mind at all. I like the conversation because... sadly, there's a lot of misinformation out there, that's for sure. Anyway, Ron Ness, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, waiting to weigh in with us here on the program. And it is good to catch up with you, Ron. How you doing?
Hey, Scotty. I'm going to talk about barbecue and education and music in Bowman, North Dakota, tomorrow night and at the 11th Annual Bach and Rocks Cook Fest and the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation and all of our member companies and the community of Bowman are having a big old fun barbecue, and everybody's invited to Bowman tomorrow night. And of course, on Thursday, July 18th in Van Hook, which, if you haven't been to Van Hook, it's right on the shores of Lake Sakakawea. It's a great little fishing, summer community down there. And, we are expecting big crowds at both. We have, I think we have 9 cook teams in Bowman and, 19, I think, in Van Hook. Can you imagine 19 cookers, Scott, how much food you're going to have to be ready to eat? So we're, encouraging people to come out and, you know, learn a little bit something about North Dakota's oil and gas industry in Bowman from 2 to 4 Mountain Time, and the big cook fest takes place from 4 to 7. Free barbecue, live music, of course, lots of goodies, lots of kid events taking place. So, I was thinking about this, Scott, and Van Hook is probably, other than maybe Killdeer or Dunn Center, probably about as close as you're going to get to Bismarck. In some of these communities to the east, for one of these cook fest events. So it's a great opportunity. It might be a couple hour drive or an hour and a half drive, but, you're going to get a big free barbecue. You're going to get education. You're going to get, entertainment and, lots of, goodies and giveaways. So it's a pretty cool event, as you know well, Scotty.
I do indeed. And I'll tell you, everything you talked about there's a lot of value there. I mean, the barbecue is fantastic. Big number of cookers, and they're all competing, so they're putting out the best stuff. I mean, it's good food. It's not like you're getting a hot dog and a little bit of, you know, packet of mustard. It's a nice meal. More than you'll be able to eat, and it's all free, and they're having a good time. But they're also staffed with people that work the industry, so they can answer questions and talk to you about anything. The music's always great as well. It's just like a little mini fair in town. But I think the biggest value, the biggest takeaway is really the information. And the latest, and people have questions, and I always love those, information sessions, because people really get a good opportunity to, you know, talk to the experts and ask questions, and it's amazing to see the people turn out for those. And whether you live in Bismarck or whether you live in Fargo or, you know, wherever, to be in Bowman and Van Hook, to be able to take that in is pretty valuable, isn't it, Ron?
It absolutely is, Scott, and you're right. The point of these is the barbecue and the entertainment and the stuff, that's all just kind of fun stuff. But the purpose of these and why they were started 11 years ago was provide that opportunity for not only people in the community, whether you're landowners or mineral owners or royalty owners or just people who live and work in these communities to come out and ask questions. But these companies who cook there are the ones who are operating there. And so they've brought their experts, and we encourage you to, you know, go find their booth and go ask them the questions that you have, whether they're hard discussion topics like the one you just previously had, or there's something that wondering about what they're going to be doing for development in and around that area, or you just have general questions, and you're from someplace else. I think, or it is that there's even a Bakken tour that's going to be stopping by in Bowman tomorrow night. Is that right, Scott?
Yes, yeah, exactly right. So that's time just in fact for the Cook Fest. So it's a good way to go. And I always wonder, I think people hear about this if they're, outside of, oil country, if you will, outside areas that where you pretty much go into any coffee shop and pretty much people know what's going on. Outside of those areas, people probably think, well, that's not for me. But it's really for everybody, right? I mean, who should be there, Ron?
Well, it absolutely is. And, just looking at Bowman, if you're from, Scranton, Headinger, Regent, Mott, any of those, all the way over to Elgin, Carson, Flasher, Dickinson, we have groupies for this that come from. No matter where Cookfest is, we're going to see some of the people from across North Dakota there, because it's such a fabulous time. And maybe it's the barbecued ribs, shrimp, and all the goodies. And their kids enjoy it. But you're right, that education session in Bowman, we'll be talking about the Denbury resources. We'll be talking.
Hold that thought, if you would, Ron. We're up against the break here. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More with Ron Ness coming up.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Date, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who've been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to. Not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Plains with Pat Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. I have talked a lot about the Apache sprayer over the years, and there's a lot to love. The mechanical drive, the light footprint, the warranty, but probably better than anything is just the folks at High Plains Apache and how absolutely committed they are to making sure if you need a part, they have a part, period. That's how they have 50,000 in all of their locations, 50,000 parts. Plus, they can get them shipped in if they don't have it in a day or two. So they really do great in the parts. And stop and see them. Have a conversation with them. High Plains Apache, Man Dan, Cross from Culver's. Call them at 663-2375. Frontier, south of Fargo, I-29 at exit 60 or online at highplainsapache.com. You were starting to say before the break something about Danbury Resources and one of the things that they'll be doing at was that Bowman tomorrow, the Cookfest?
Yes, Scott. Danbury Resources is the developer of the Cedar Creek, Cedar Hills oil field in Bowman there. And they're bringing CO2 into that field, and they're going to do a presentation on that at the education session, and that's very exciting, of course. If you think about pre-Bakken and Bowman County produced 40% of the oil on a daily basis in North Dakota. So that was somewhere around 40,000 barrels a day. Of course, we make that now in the first hour of every day. So, but Cedar Hills oil field really was critically important to North Dakota and critically important to Bowman County and that entire region. And hopefully we're going to see some new life and new investment in that field in the not too far off future. It'll be kind of a big technological advancement for us if we start utilizing CO2 into a North Dakota oil field, which presently we have not done. And of course, there's a lot of discussion about that on Project Tundra of taking CO2 from the Minn Kota power plant up to a Bakken type or a field north of the Bakken, an older field. So bringing some life back into those old fields in North Dakota, I think, would be a good thing. So, and I believe the Governor Burgum is going to be in Bowman, so that'll be a chance to get to see the governor. I suspect he'll be around, and he'll be doing the awards presentation at 7 o'clock. And, you know, again, if you have questions and you've got issues related or you're looking for operators, you can find me anywhere at CookFest, and we'll get you hooked up with the right person to get your questions answered. But those education sessions are a great opportunity, and we always pack the room, and so that's a good chance. So,
we'll have live coverage of that.
That's really cool.
We'll have a live coverage of the Bakken Basics Information Session 2 to 4 Mountain tomorrow in Bowman. But if you can't be there, that you'll get part of that on Energy Matters on KFIR and this weekend on AM 1100 The Flag. So check that out. But I don't know what about free food, live music, games for kids, all kinds of freebies, education, information isn't anything other than fantastic. So really hope we see a lot of folks. Again, the time 2 to 4 in Bakken, 2 to 4. That is Mountain time again.
Mountain time.
2 to 4 mountain time, and then 4 to 7 for the barbecue. And then same thing in Van Hook on Thursday. Let's do it all over again up in Van Hook. And you got a great turnout, too, for the fishing derby happening between the days, Wednesday at the Four Bears Marina, right?
Yes, we have, I believe it's close to 93-person teams for our Bakken Classic, and all of the proceeds from that go to North Dakota Conservation and outdoor programs, and so we'll be on the lake all day Wednesday looking for those big walleyes. And so, you know, this week is CookFest week for us, and it's always a beautiful week in North Dakota, and it's so fun to see people come out and just come and enjoy the food and hang around and see the music and get to meet people. And so it's a great opportunity, Scott, and we're glad you're going to be there as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. The governor again, Governor Burgum, will be there tomorrow. They do the awards on the barbecue at the end of the event, so that's kind of fun. But the governor will be before there, mingling around, having a good time. So come out and say hi to him and all the folks that are taking place in the 11th annual Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Bowman Tuesday, Van Hook Thursday. Look forward to seeing you. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Scotty.
It's a fun week. I really have a lot of fun every week hitting the road for this event. It's a grand time, so hope to see you out there. Come on out and say hi. Ben and Sterling wanted to talk about a call we had from Dan and Minot earlier in the show. What's up, Ben?
Yes, I just had to call, okay, because I could give a litany of at least 10 mistakes that fellow made. I mean, and I can't believe in 2019 people are, they don't address the needs of the country. All they care about is this continual rant about past history, and their facts are never correct. I mean, he mentioned Ellis Island. Did you know that like 20% of all applicants at Ellis Island, everybody there was quarantined for 1 month. 1 month. And if they had tuberculosis or any other contagious disease, they were shipped back to the country of origin. All right? Did that guy ever mention that? Do people like that ever think of those things? It's absolutely amazing. Did you know that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, from 1932 to 1945, he suspended immigration into the United States. There were no legal or illegal immigrants into this country. And in his fireside chat, he used to say that we have to address the needs of our citizens first. We have to educate them, train them, and get them back to work first. Okay? America first. You ever hear Trump say America first? He's like copying FDR, who many people consider is the first socialist president. I could go on and on for hours here, okay? People like that, I mean, they're just so skewed in their history. It's just appalling. And thank you for giving me the time, and bless you, Scott, okay? God bless you.
I'm not going to give you the time. I'm going to give you the microphone. I'm going to give you the show because, yeah, you couldn't have summed it up any better, Ben. Appreciate the call very much. Ben and Sterling. See, there's a lot of common sense in Sterling, by golly. All right, folks. God bless you. We got to go. We'll do it again tomorrow live. Are you ready? Live on the road. Can't wait. Bowman Tuesday. Van Hook Thursday. See you then.
For a few years, you heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.